The Owen Hart Foundation is pleased to present An Evening with Martin Short, Saturday, November 15th at the Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium. Come celebrate the 26th anniversary of the Owen Hart Foundation and the important humanitarian work they do within the Calgary community and beyond. And don't forget to check out their online celebrity auction at heartauction.com. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. This is an evening you won't want to miss.
Chorus Entertainment, home to 36 radio stations, including 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative, broadcasting throughout Alberta and now nationally on iHeartRadio. Download the free app today or tune us in at iHeartRadio.ca.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's Delicious Drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, Frosty Chino, or Frosty Fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you. Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Saddle up for big wins and even bigger experiences at Cowboys Casino. The Stompin' Into Stampede Sweepstakes is here, now through June 8th. You've got five chances to win a share of over $7,500 in prizes. Ask your Cowboys Casino slot attendant for all the details on how to enter. Plus, all entrants have a shot at attending an exclusive VIP event. Stampede starts now, only at Cowboys Casino. Please play responsibly.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
At Reliance Home Comfort, we treat your home like our own. Not in a lounge on a couch with a grilled cheese kind of way. More like saving you money by explaining why fixing your AC may be better than replacing it. And saving you time by calling ahead and offering a next day installation guarantee. And if you need a new one, right now, save 50% on an AC when you buy a featured furnace. Call on the team serving Canadians for over 60 years.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey Calgary, it's Boyd for Manor Hill Realty. Circle June 14th on your calendar and come down to University District between 1 and 5 p.m. to see the newest unveiling of Rowett Homes' beautifully appointed condo apartment suites. Come tour one of these stunning suites and see why Dean's Landing is the place you should call home. There will be coffee and food trucks and great giveaways, so come by and take a tour. For more info, call us at 403-585-8704 or visit us at ManorHillRealtyYYC.com.
Celebrate eight decades of Stampeders football. Get your tickets for the Stampeders 80th birthday party as we kick off the 2025 football season at McMahon Stadium.
Watch Vernon Adams Jr.'s debut versus Bo Levi Mitchell and the Hamilton Tiger Cats on June 7th. It's going to be a party in McMahon to start the season with something for fans of all ages.
The next chapter of the Stampeders legacy starts here. Get your tickets to the Stampeders 80th birthday party at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
C-F-G. Calgary.
This is Alanis Morissette.
Hi, this is Robert Smith of The Cure.
Hi, this is Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
When I walk beside her, I am the better man. When I to leave her, I always stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above. When I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big heart, son, beating on the big people.
in her charms, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug in her grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back again.
The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
Alternative anyway.
It's playful and energetic. A safe place to let your hair down.
Or comb it over. Whatever.
And a bunch of great songs.
Are they all great?
Yes. They are all actually great. Mostly.
If you say so, cool guy.
Calgary's iconic alternative. 107.3 The Edge.
Thank you.
Iconic Alternative.
Here is the official definition.
Should I stay or should I go? I hope you had the time of your life.
It's like breakfast tacos. I mean, who doesn't like breakfast tacos?
Exactly.
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative. Another Canadian artist.
It's the law. And I'll tell you this, I'm not going back to prison.
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
It's iconic.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
A loaded gun, draw flex, cock it and pull it, we're going down. Cock it and pull it, we're going down.
Figure out who we are as people. Then we use music to project who we are to the world. In the 80s and 90s, we were punk kids with their denim and leather, ghostly goths, grungy slackers in their flannel and docks, and ska guys and girls with their pork pie hats and check shirts. We not only had music, but style. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
TELUS Anniversary Sale is here. Get Pure Fiber Internet from $75 a month with a price guarantee for 3 years, plus no term commitments or hidden fees. Limited time only. Visit TELUS.com/deals. Conditions apply.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at RentTruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Oh, hello. Hi, it's me, your buddy Angela. And is there anything more satisfying than landing a sick deal? That was rhetorical. Don't answer that because obviously deals rock. And you're going to want to make your way down to Valentine Volvo today to score some of those sweet deals. We're talking 15% off all Volvo accessories. That includes things like bike racks, cargo organizers, and everything you're going to need to get road trip ready this summer. And if you're in the market for a new set of wheels, you could save up to $5,000 on select in-stock demo vehicles. There's no deal better than free. And today you can enjoy free coffee, pastries, and even an e-bike test ride courtesy of Calgary Cycle. Stu and Quentin are here with a selection of Gazelle City e-bikes that you can try out yourself. It's the perfect mix of shopping, snacking, and test driving. So get out to Valentine Volvo, enjoy the deals, have a treat, and we'll see you soon.
Real Canadian Superstore's forecast calls for berry sweet days ahead. This week, 2 pounds of strawberries are only $5.88. Snack on juicy sweetness and bask in the glow of low prices at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Mark's This Is Big event is on now. Until June 11th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles, including great gift items just in time for Father's Day. This Is Big event on now at Mark's and Mark's.com.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
Honey, I thought you said you were going to deal with these ants once and for all.
It's time you bring in Canada's trusted pest control experts, BuzzBoss, with guaranteed results and easy online booking.
Take back your yard. BuzzBoss Home Pest Defense. Online at BuzzBoss.com.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark. And my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring. Because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you. Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Chorus Entertainment, home to 36 radio stations, including 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative, broadcasting throughout Alberta and now nationally on iHeartRadio. Download the free app today or tune us in at iHeartRadio.ca.
The Owen Hart Foundation is pleased to present
and Evening with Martin Short. Saturday, November 15th at the Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium. Come celebrate the 26th anniversary of the Owen Hart Foundation and the important humanitarian work they do within the Calgary community and beyond. And don't forget to check out their online celebrity auction at heartauction.com. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. This is an evening you won't want to miss.
Homes by Abbey is proud to announce show homes are now open in Lewisburg, the best burg around. If you want to be part of the Lewisburg family, then choose a beautiful front drive or laned home from Homes by Abbey. It's the perfect place to create a neighborhood of friendly faces. So come, stop by Homes by Abbey and call Lewisburg home. Tell them the mayor of Lewisburg sent you.
Homes by Abbey, built for you, designed for life.
In Lewisburg.
Is it your time for the win of a lifetime? Because it's Calgary Stampede Lottery's time. Win over $2.3 million in prizes, including the $1.49 million Dream Home. Buy tickets today for a chance to win our Early Bird Prize, a 2025 GMC Yukon Denali, valued at over $100,000. Get your tickets before time runs out at calgarystampede.com/lotteries. Tickets sold only in Alberta. 18 plus, please play responsibly. License number 730-163-165 and 166.
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep? Delivered. Snacks? Delivered. Fresh fruit? Delivered. Grocery delivery? On repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at pcexpress.ca.
It's time. Calgary Stampeders football. The red and white play here on 107.3 The Edge. Calgary Stampeders football. The red and white play here on 107.3 The Edge.
Breaking news when it happens. I'm Thomas Dias, ahead of the pregame show. Your next scheduled newscast is coming up at the half.
Are you ready for the most exciting day of the week?
It's Stampeders game day on QR Calgary 770.
Our CFL Hall of Famer Mark Stephen is back with all the action, while Greg Peterson provides instant analysis. Jock Wilson and Dave McIver round out the team, providing in-depth coverage of the game.
QR Calgary is also proud to welcome back our title sponsor, your Alberta Ford dealers.
Our 90-minute pregame starts right now on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Hey, football fans, welcome back to McMahon Stadium.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to another season of Stampeder Football for the Alberta Ford Dealers. I'm Jock Wilson, alongside of Dave McIver. We are live from the parking lot here at McMahon Stadium. Mark Stephen and Greg Peterson, they're the longest-serving play-by-play team in the CFL. They will have exclusive radio play-by-play action of the Stamps and the Tiger Cats. Game one of the 2025 season in about 90 minutes. Hey, before we get rolling this afternoon here on the pregame show, we got to take a look back. A look back at a very busy offseason for the Red and White.
Dave will be our general manager and head coach in 2025. Since he's taken over as head coach, he's got a record of 84 wins, 53 losses, and one tie. He's taken us to three consecutive Grey Cups, and he's won a championship in 2018. And he's earned the right and the opportunity to turn this around in 2025.
Every person needs to look and mirror and improve, and that's every single area of our team. And there needs to probably be at least a reset. And I'm involved in that.
It all happened so fast, man. It happened so fast. Like, I was talking to Demario Houston, and we were just talking scenarios and things like that. And I told him, I was like, hey, you know, I would love to come over there and be a piece to the puzzle. 10, 15 minutes later, I get a call from Rick Maiden, and he said, we executed a deal to Calgary. And I said, awesome.
Taser tough. It's exciting on one hand. Really think Flo is someone that will make us better.
At first, I was shocked, but I was also excited. You know, if I had to get traded, that I would go back to some place where I know really well and with people that I know and have won with.
You know, we came into the year with some things we said we got to do differently. And the first thing was we were going to change the dynamics of the quarterback room. So we did that. And the next thing we do is we wanted to get a dynamic edge pass rusher. We did that. And then we wanted to be able to get size on the back end to tackle better, to stop the run, to have some guys, some beef in the inside. And we did that. And then we said we need to have, if we can, get some height, get some playmakers, get some guys to just go get the ball in one-on-one matchups. And we did that. So, yes, I think we accomplished what we needed to. Proof of the pudding is get out on the field and see what we can do.
Well, the one thing we're going to do is we're going to play hard and we're going to be physical and we're going to be fundamentally sound. And I know that's coach speak, but I really believe the more I coach and the longer I've been in this, the technique work, drill work, and just being really good at your craft is how you win consistently.
You know, the last, you know, five wins last year, it wasn't good enough. It was determined, look, we need to make some bold moves and make some changes. And, you know, sometimes change is good. You know, we've changed out a few coaches. You know, it was sad to see some of my good friends move on. But, you know, they all kind of land on their feet. So I'm happy for them. I'm happy for their families. But we need to change some things up. And I think we have accomplished that based on, you know, a couple of the trades we've made as well as some of these new blood we brought in.
The 2026 Grey Cup has been awarded to the Calgary Stampeders, to the City of Calgary, and to the Province of Alberta. And on behalf of the Board of Governors, our heartfelt congratulations, and we are looking forward to one of the great Grey Cup parties of all time.
Calgary, it is Brett Michaels. I cannot wait to see you Thursday, July 3rd. We are about to make CFL history in the city of Red. We're going to bring it to the stadium, mash up our CFL football, our rock and roll, bring in all the poison hits, all killer, no filler. I will see you there Thursday, July 3rd. Be ready to rock. I can't wait. And look, I got the custom hat to prove it.
With the first pick in the 2025 CFL Draft,
the Calgary Stampeders select Damian Alford, wide receiver, Utah.
It's really, I started playing football because of my friends. I didn't want to play football, but they pulled me every day to go practice, and they just made it fun for me. And just the guys that the guys I crossed paths with in college and everything, like they made me feel that way. So that's really why I love the game of football.
Anton. This is Bob Sloan, coming to defensive coordinator here at the Stampeders, and we just drafted you and are jacked up, excited to have you as one of the Stamps. I hope you are too. Yeah, this is for real. No prank call. This isn't like the NFL. We don't have any prank calls here, so yeah, this is real.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's going to be a great environment. The sidelines are wider, softer, but I think everyone was happy getting the new surface. And whoever's in charge at McMahon, they did a nice, really nice job. It feels good. It looks good. It's going to be a positive for our club.
Ukavery Williams does an outstanding job with the offensive line as well. So with the addition of him, that frees me up on game day to really just be focused on play calling. So that's kind of how things are working out for us. I mean, Ukavery does an awesome job with those guys. And that's his focus point on game day.
I mean, yeah, we're different. I looked at it right now. I'm pretty sure, you know, starters on defense, we might have 12 different starters. Offensively, a little bit more continuity. You know, we just decided to go in a different direction, and we have to grow, but we don't have a lot of time to grow, meaning let's start off and get working and show up and play well. But, yeah, it definitely has changed here, but there is a good attitude, and the guys feel like they want an opportunity to go compete, and we'll get Hamilton in here, and we'll see what we can do.
See what we can do. It was a very busy offseason for the Calgary Stampeder Football Club. Dave McIver, this was not a reset. This was a full-blown rebuild for this organization and a much-needed rebuild for this organization, as they only won, what, 6 times, you know, 2 years ago, only 5 times last year. Not good enough for the standards of this organization. 8 new coaches, 2 new coordinators, couple of big offseason trades, many big free agent signings, a brand new quarterback room. As Dave mentioned, depending on how you look at it, 10 to 12 new starters on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you look at 2 spots, the quarterback spots, Tyler Richardson, Ben LaBrosse. Yeah, they started some games last year. They didn't start the season, Jock, as we talked about a little bit off-air to start. So you have basically a brand-new defense. Your offensive line looks somewhat the same, a big departure in Sean McEwen. But you look at the receiving room looks different. The quarterback room is completely different. It's one of those things where it brings a lot of excitement to a new season, but it also a lot of question marks as we get going.
The question mark is, how quick will it take this team to gel?
It's a good question, Jock. And offensively, you know, it's nice that they brought in a Dominique Grimes for Vernon Adams Jr. That's a guy he's familiar with. I know he's been finding Reggie Bagleton in the preseason as well. I know everybody wants to see Jalen Philpott get a quick start this season. Can Clark Barnes stay healthy? What's Tevin Jones going to bring to the table? Dedrick Mills, hopefully, can continue to be one of the better running backs in this league. But who's your short yardage guy going to be? Looks like it's going to be Quincy Vaughn today. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of question marks. And, yeah, it will take some time, I think, for this offense to gel, but I also think that when it does gel, it could be pretty dynamic.
I've been getting a lot of questions from football fans, not only here at the stadium, but on Sports Talk with Jock, and they say, Jock, how do you think the Stamps are going to do this year? And my stock answer is, I don't know. It's a wait and see. But I look at this team on paper, and I see a very good offensive unit. I think they're going to score some points. I think they're going to be exciting to watch on offense. But again, on defense, can they stop the run? That secondary just looks so young, very inexperienced. And they're going to be tested today against the Hamilton Calgary Cats.
What I like that they did in the secondary, Jock, was they got taller. They got bigger.
Yep.
They changed their philosophy that they've had the past few years where, hey, we want quick, smaller DBs who can go make, stay with the receiver. They've got guys they believe can go out and make plays on the ball. And I think that's changed in the CFL. It's definitely changed with the Stampeders over the past few years, where the smaller, quicker DB has gotten beaten by the bigger, taller receiver more often than not. So I'm excited to see what they can do. They are young. But, hey, let's go out there and play a football game and see if they can stop Bo and the dynamic receiving group that the Ticats have.
Okay, we got a very busy pregame show coming your way this afternoon. The Stampeders are having a party today. It's a birthday party, their 80th birthday party. We're going to celebrate with the red and white. But first, when we come back, We're going to take a look at the other side, a look at the Hamilton Tiger Cats with Bo Levi Mitchell. Of course, they had a big free agent signing, bringing in Kenny Lawler. We're going to check in with the play-by-play voice of the Tiger Cats, the new play-by-play voice, Rick Zamperin. This is the Stampeder Pregame Show. Thanks so much for listening to QR Calgary. We're on 770 CHQR, also on 107.3 The Edge.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn and Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. Four games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the four games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at volvocarscalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary, Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations. Listen to Stampeder's play-by-play and high-definition radio brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. 105.1 FM Channel 2, QR Calgary 770.
And a quick look at the Alberta Ford Dealers kickoff countdown clock. The opening kickoff will happen just after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We are 82 minutes away from that opening kickoff. Welcome back to the pregame show. I'm Jock Wilson alongside of Dave McIver. We are live from the parking lot warming you up for the Stamps and the Hamilton Tiger Cats, the season opener, the opening kickoff. Just an hour or so away here at McMahon Stadium. Hey, it's time to take a quick look at the other side. For the second straight year, the Calgary Stampeders are opening the season against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. This Hamilton Tiger Cat team, a lot of the preseason polls and predictions say they could be the team to beat in the East. Well, let's find out a little bit more on the Hamilton Tiger Cats as Mark Steven, the voice of the Calgary Stampeders, has a chat with the voice of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, Rick Zamperin.
Well, on the other side, we check in with Rick Zamperin, the broadcast voice of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And Rick, welcome to the program, first of all. And second of all, it's game one, but for the Tiger Cats, I think they're really under the gun to get off to a good start. They finished strong in 2024, but just couldn't overcome a really rough start. So I'm sure it's a lot of pressure to get going early.
Number one, great to be on the show. Thanks for the invite, and should be an exciting season. And you hit the nail on the head with this franchise. And this was a talking point, not necessarily in the lead up to this game, but this was a talking point towards the end of last season. Scott Milanovich, the head coach of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, was asked about getting off to a quick start in 2025 because this team started 0-5. They were 2-9 at one point. By the time they figured all this out, half the season was gone. But by Labor Day on, this Ticats team played its best football and really made it interesting down the stretch in trying to get into the playoffs. So 19 of the last 21 season opening games, the Tiger Cats have come out on the wrong end. They've won two of their 21 season openers.
No, you can't live like that. It's living on the edge when you're constantly, even though it's one game, you're fighting from behind all those times. You mentioned, they want to get off to a quicker start. They brought in a real high-end receiver in Kenny Lawler. How's that working out? Because certainly when he's on the field and he's had a bit of an injury issue, he's extremely productive and dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw that connection in the first preseason game between the Tiger Cats and the Argonauts back on May 24th. It was Lawler's first exposure in a Ticats uniform against opposition. His training camp had been going well. But we saw Bo Levi Mitchell, I think, purposefully go to Lawler to start to build that chemistry as the live action is flowing there on game day. And while they didn't hit all on their targets, they did look pretty good in terms of timing, route running, being on the same page. And, Bo Levi's looking to his other receivers as well, and Tim White.
You mentioned defensively, as I say, they also made some additions there, signing some players. How's the defense coming together? You know, as you say, Chris Jones took over halfway through the season, but he's no longer there. What's sort of your take on the defense?
Well, Brent Monson comes from Calgary, and you guys know him quite well. He's the defensive coordinator in Hamilton. He's from this area, so he has a history in and around Steeltown. You know, you look at some of the offseason moves that this team made, especially on defense. Reggie Stubblefield is now a Tiger Cat. He's not going to play in week one. He might not play for the first few weeks because of the ACL surgery that he had last season. But bringing in Deshaun Amos, we think, is a big plus. Having Jonathan Moxie, who was a Swiss Army knife last season, be on the field corner, that might be very interesting. And then just having the continuity from last season in Stavros Katsantonis at that safety position, and Jamal Peters, one of the best cornerbacks in this league, at that boundary corner. I think the secondary is coming into form.
That's Rick Zamperin, the broadcast voice of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, with a view from the other side. All right, Mark, thank you very much. Always good to take a look at the other side. And yeah, I tell you what, I did my way too early preseason CFL predictions, Dave McIver, and I like what the Hamilton Tiger Cats have done in the offseason. I think they have put together a very, very strong team. If Bo Levi Mitchell can do what he did at the end of last season, he threw for over 5,000 yards, for goodness sakes. I think this could be a very, very good Hamilton team.
I'm in agreement with you, Jock. You look at their defense. They look like they have a pretty good defensive backfield. You look at their receiving core. It could be one of the best in the league. If Bo can get the ball out there, I think that Kenny Lawler is going to have a very successful season. Obviously, Tim White was a go-to guy last year for him. Shamar Bridges is there. Drew Olatarski won't play today, but I think he's still got a little bit left in the tank. He's on the one-game injured list. Yeah, you look at some familiar names on their back end in the defensive backfield. There's a Jonathan Moxie back there. There's a Brandon Dozer. There's a Deshaun Amos. Stavros Katsantonis is back there as well. So they have quite high expectations for this roster. I know, listening to Rick there, but I think this is a team that could make some noise in the East.
Unlike the Calgary Stampeders defensive secondary, yeah, there's some experience back there, and you know, that is going to be a factor in this football game today. Shane Holmes, once again partnering with Kids Up Front for another great season of Stampeder football through its Yards for Kids program. Every Stampeder offensive yard this regular season, Shane Holmes will donate $1 to Kids Up Front. Last year, the Stamps offense and Shane Holmes raised over $6,300 for Kids Up Front, with Calgary's favorite home builder bumping that up to $10,000. Shane Holmes, it's your favorite. It's probably Shane Holmes, Calgary's favorite home builder. Right around the corner here on the pregame show, we're going to take a look at around the CFL. Of course, the CFL season opened Thursday night in Saskatchewan. There was a game last night as well. Around the CFL is presented by Furnace Family, and we'll do that next as the pregame show continues here on QR Calgary and online on qrcalgary.com.
June 21st, trade screen time for FaceTime with bouncy castles, painted faces, and touchdown dances.
Go, Stamps, go!
See the Stampeders face off against the Ottawa Redblacks at 2 p.m. for the Family Day game presented by TELUS.
Before kickoff, hit Gridiron Gardens for a pregame party packed with fun for all ages. And after the final whistle, everyone's invited on the field to feel the brand new turf at McMahon.
Great family memories don't come from a tablet. They're born on game days. Tickets at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. You know, Alberta is a special place. From the Rockies to the Plains, it's a land of hard work and big dreams. If you're going to tackle it all, you need a truck that can keep up. That's why I can't say enough about my Ford F-150. It's more than a truck. It's a partner. Rugged toughness, serious capability, and smart features that make your life easier, like available Pro Power Onboard. The Ford F-150. Get yours today at your Alberta Ford dealer and tell them PB sent you.
Listen to Stampeders play-by-play in high-definition radio, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. 105.1 FM, Channel 2, QR Calgary 770.
And welcome back to Calgary Stampeder football. Our title sponsor once again this year is your Alberta Ford dealers. I'm Jock Wilson alongside of Dave McIver. We are live from the parking lot as it's time to go around the CFL, presented by the Furnace Family. Our first chance to bring in our outstanding play-by-play voice, the Hall of Famer, Mark Steven. Hey, Mark, you all ready for 2025?
Oh, yeah, very much so. It's really looking good. Just watching the players go through their warm-ups, and this one's for real. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Well, let's go around the CFL quickly, because the CFL season did officially start on Thursday night in Regina. The Riders hanging on for a 31-26 win over the Ottawa Red Blacks. The Ottawa Red Blacks will be the next test here in Calgary on the 21st. They do have to go to Toronto next weekend. But the Ottawa Red Blacks, kind of interesting. They threw for over 400 yards. They also won the turnover battle, but they lost the game. And the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, it all comes down to special teams and field position, because Mario Alford was obviously the star as he lit it up for the Riders. And the Riders also suffered some pretty significant injuries in that game as well.
Yeah, I'm going to watch them as the week progresses. You're right, they play next week, so they've got a little bit of time. They were hammered with injuries in training camp. Then they had three more very high-profile injuries. Kian Schaefer Baker went down. Milligan, the top defensive player in the league, Ouellette, their number one running back, went down. They did get Bertrand Houdon to do some stuff back there. I don't know if they want to use him on a regular basis. They also lost an offensive lineman, import Collins. He went down. He was already replacing an already injured lineman. So lots of injuries there. I don't know what they're going to do, but some of those guys that were let go, and the name Kadeem Carey comes to my mind, might end up in Saskatchewan. I don't know that. We'll get a better idea, but that was a lot of high-profile players that went down in that game.
Interesting you mentioned Kadeem Carey. That was one of the big surprises, I think, in the early cuts in the Canadian Football League. You know, Toronto was already decimated with, you know, with free agency, because they got just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Pick clean is the word I was looking for, without a doubt. And then they cut Kadeem Carey. That was a little bit of a shocker.
Was the biggest name at the cutdown deadline last week, yeah, for sure. I mean, I wasn't there day to day, so I don't know exactly what was going on, but yeah, he was the biggest name, and also Fletcher out of Montreal. So the two starting running backs from last year's Eastern Final are now looking for work.
You know, it's interesting, Mark, because, oh, Tammy Trum is in the house. Tammy, can you say hi to Mark Steven?
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Tammy Truman just popping by our broadcast location. Mentioning the Toronto Argonauts, the defending Grey Cup champions, they were in Montreal last night, and the Montreal Alouettes just schooled the Toronto Argonauts 28-10. Davis Alexander, you know, he's the new quarterback. He made Cody Fajardo expendable. And I tell you what, I think they may have something in Davis Alexander in Montreal.
Yeah, I liked what I saw, and Nick Arbuckle wasn't at the top of his game either. I'm still not sure about that play that was scooped up and run into the end zone by Isaac Ademi Berglund. Was it a fumble, or was his arm moving forward? Regardless, Montreal on that occasion was the better team. Look, Montreal had a tremendous regular season. They hosted the East Final. Yes, they lost, I get it, but the fact is Montreal remains a very good team, and yes, they could win it all.
Okay, more on the Calgary Stampeders in just a second as we go around the CFL. For the Furness family, there is a big game tonight in BC, and it's big because Snoop Dogg is playing. It's all part of their concert series, but that's not the real storyline from a football perspective. The storyline for the football perspective is it's an all-Canadian quarterback matchup. Nathan Rourke of the Lions against Trey Ford of the Edmonton Elks. And Trey Ford, well, he talked a little bit about this all-Canadian quarterback matchup.
Oh, I think it's big for, obviously, U Sports in Canada in general, right, to have two Canadian quarterbacks going at it. Rourke's had a great career so far. He went in the NFL, came back a little bit. So it's definitely going to be awesome, I think, just for Canadian fans watching the game.
I think it's unique and it's fun. And I mentioned this last night on Sports Talk with Glenn Suter. Which Canadian quarterback has more pressure on them? Because Nathan Rourke came back to the league last year, did not look like the same guy that was here in 2022, and Trey Ford has never really established himself as the number one guy yet.
No, I would agree. I think there is more pressure on Nathan Rourke. You're right. They dropped him in the middle of last year. He was supposed to win them the Grey Cup. He didn't. BC's best 2024 quarterback now plays for the Calgary Stampeders. And, you know, he's got a lot to prove. They've cleared the deck for Rourke to make it happen. I'm not saying he can't make it happen, but the pressure is really on. So we'll watch that. Number two, the other thing to watch for is, you're right, Ford has always been the guy that came in and cleaned things up. But now he's the guy. And let's see what he does. And, you know, it is a fantastic story. But, you know, after the first series for each team, they've got to settle in and deliver wins, not just tremendous stories, although it is a tremendous story.
Mark, I think Edmonton's season rides on Trey Ford being the guy, because you look at all the people they brought in the offseason. If he can't be a starter in this league, the most important position, in my opinion, they might be in real trouble.
I agree. I think they've got to step it up with him at the controls. I mean, it can only go so far with Cody Fajardo. He's the backup right now. But, oh, no, I think it's really imperative on him to do a lot for the team. And let's see what he does, because obviously the Elks, like the Stampeders, are dying to get back to the playoffs.
I mentioned Glenn Suter. Glenn Suter's our CFL insider on Sports Talk with Jock, brought to you by Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. Glenn Suter joins me every Tuesday night and usually every Thursday night on Sports Talk with Jock. And we were talking about the Calgary Stampeders earlier this week. The Stampeders, in my opinion, are the Rodney Dangerfield of the CFL. They're getting no respect. All the football experts are predicting this team to finish DFL, dead freaking last. The sports books have the Calgary Stampeders with the worst odds to win the West, the worst odds to win the Grey Cup. The TSN Top 50 came out earlier this week. Only four Stampeder players made the grade. That was the lowest of any team in the league. The four players making the grade, Vernon Adams, Flo Rimmelade, Reggie Bagleton, and Damon Webb. Now, the question I asked Glenn Suter was, can this team use that as a motivation? Kind of like what the Calgary Flames did this year when no one had any belief or any faith in the Calgary Flames organization. I asked that to our CFL insider, Glenn Suter.
That's what they will feed off until they can establish just who they are. But you're right.